Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Yeah, well, one, it's good to be back, you know, as far as back on the show with you guys. Just excited, you know, about the growth and the development of where we're at in phase three. I really am. It's not coaches talk. Like, our guys are showing up. They're cleaning up mistakes from the day before. They're not making the same mistakes. We're getting ourselves lined up. We're practicing with a certain edge to us right now, which you need in spring practice, right? We're not playing a game. So we're going up against ourselves. And I just, you know, we're taking care of each other. So I just really like the way the group is working and the pace that they're working with. From a coaching staff standpoint, you know, we continue to keep pushing, pressing the gas and, you know, load these guys up. I don't know if you ever saw the Matrix, man. They were loading up Neo. They were like, just keep on loading them up, man. See what he can handle, man. So we just, as we make progression and we don't mess things up, and we keep going. You know, what I talked about with the team today is I want to see consistent behavior on tape, man. We got to put consistent behavior on film. So they responded to that. So good. We're having fun.
So you film all of the practices then during the spring?
Oh, yeah. The eye in the sky does not lie. Yeah, everything is filmed.
Well, all right. Let's jump into the fan questions for this week. We'll start with Henry. He would like to know, when do you think a player makes the biggest leap in the success on the field? Would it be from high school to college, freshman to sophomore, sophomore to junior, or junior to senior year?
Great question. Every young man is a little different. I've seen great strides. I'll just stay in college. I've seen great strides from freshman to sophomore years in some guys. For some guys, the light switch takes a little bit longer in your sophomore, your junior year. And I've seen some guys. I tell you, I'll be a great story. Adrian Krakalici, we recruited him out of Arizona, played as a freshman. Probably going to be a really, really good player sophomore year. Didn't necessarily happen. Solid player, but not the. I'm like, damn, I know there's more. I know there's more. It's kicking me better. Junior year, I know there's more. It's kicking me better. His senior year was COVID, stayed around, came back for his fifth year in 2021. All conference kid, led the league in solo tackles. Like, the light switch just came on. So every kid's a little bit different, man. So I like to tell that story from that perspective, man. Everybody's different. But I'd say the majority is going to be from their freshman to sophomore year.
Next up is Jeremiah. He would like to know, what qualities do you look for in an assistant coach, and are they different than what you look for in a player?
That is really good. An assistant coach qualities. Well, one, first of all, just the loyalty. You know, loyalty, somebody that you can trust. Somebody that's a great teacher, a great communicator, and motivator, and a recruiter. Those are the things I'm looking for in assistant coaches and good people. You know, would you let this person coach your son? That matters to me. From a player standpoint, it's a little different. I mean, you're looking for toughness, football IQ. You know, there's measurables if you're looking at, but sometimes we can't get the ideal kid that we want. So toughness, is he consistently reliable? When I'm talking to a high school coach, hey, does this dude show up in the weight room? Well, how's he doing in the classroom? You know, a good student, and somebody that loves ball. You gotta love football. It's not gonna work at this. It's not gonna work playing at Hamlin University. You gotta love football.
Our buddy Andre returns and wants to know what you think of Philly opening the season against Green Bay in Brazil.
I saw that this morning. I mean, I think hopefully it's gonna be at a time where I can watch it. You know, that'll be the day after our first game, man. So hopefully it'll be early in the morning so I can catch it. But I think the NFL has to do what it has to do to sell tickets, and I get it. So I don't like the matchup. I don't like that quarterback that they got. I think that kid is really good.
Brazil, though, we're going to like that part of it. You'll have to code, Coach. I think you'd have to be at that. We'll have to figure that out. Joe would like to know, he says, the NFL is outlawing the hip drop tackle. Can you explain that a little bit to me?
I think what they're trying to do, and again, I don't, obviously, that's not the league I play in. I think what they're trying to do is keep ball carriers, I want to make sure I say this the right way, keep ball carriers safer below the waist, you know? So I think that's what it's going to, I think that's the purpose of it, is to keep ball carriers safe below the waist is what I think. I haven't dove into that rule too much.
Bill would like to know, who were the college quarterbacks entering the draft that you really like?
I think the Caleb Williams kid is very interesting. The kid from University of North Carolina, I think it's Drake May. I think that's his name. I think he's interesting. And I really love J.J. McCarthy, man. I do, the kid from Michigan. I don't know. People say he's a game manager, but I think, I don't know, that kid, I think he's lost two games in his career. So I think he'd be a very, very good fit.
He's clearly managing well, if that's what he's doing. So our other buddy, Tyler, comes back and says, two Toyotas in the top three in the NASCAR standings early on, Coach. How are you liking their chances this year?
Well, first of all, it's been fun. I mean, obviously, this is the time of year where I can kind of watch, man. The Toyotas have been strong. They've been running a really good package here lately, too, man. I think the Fords have looked good at times. Chevy's looking good, but the Toyota's leading. If that is what it is, I'm glad that somebody said I haven't checked that. If they are truly leading the first, if they're 1-2-3 right now in standings, hey, that's good. That's good parity for the league. You know, for a while there, Chevys were, that's all you saw. You know, but, I mean, obviously now the things are getting more parity.
Fred would like to know if you listen to other podcasts.
Do I listen to other podcasts?
Yes.
That's a good question. What do I listen to? Okay, you'll love this one. I know during the pandemic, I listened to the Sopranos podcast. I listened to that one. There's some NBA guys. I think it's called All the Smoke. I'll listen to that podcast. There's a couple rappers that have some podcasts. Drink Champs. That's a pretty good podcast if you want to hear stories about, you know, just the rap industry and where people have gone and where people have come. So I listened to a couple podcasts, but not many.
Let's remember, you were on a couple of podcasts during the pandemic, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
You got to keep that in mind. Jenny says her younger brother is no longer being forced to learn how to write in cursive. Do you think this is good that we no longer have to learn? And can you write in cursive?
Oh, great question. I think it's terrible that they're not teaching that in school anymore. I remember my second grade teacher, Ms. Jenkins, and my third grade teacher, Ms. Reiner, us having to practice cursive writing in school. So absolutely, I think that's very important. You know, but things have changed. Times have changed. Think about this. Kids these days, how many of these kids are even going to have to sign a check? Maybe, I don't, you know, maybe none. You know, I don't even think people use checks anymore for the most part. So who knows how this thing's going to go. But I personally, I think cursive writing should be in the schools. Absolutely.
Chad has two questions for you. The first is he'd like to know, what excites you about being a coach?
The impact you can have on a group of people. The ability to move a group of people towards one goal, right? Watching somebody as a high school senior choose a school because of, well, for whatever reason, go through the process of 4 years, right, their growth and development, watch them have success, watch them fail, and honestly, when they come back 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and I see those guys, and they're doing good, their families, and, you know, they're good citizens, they're great husbands, you know, they send me pictures of their kids, man, they come back and talk to the team, I mean, that's a really, really fulfilling feeling. So,
he'd also like to know, what keeps you motivated in coaching when things are not necessarily going very well?
I tell you what, I mean, the last question I just answered, I mean, it's bigger than football. It's bigger than wins and losses. You know, we're using football X's and O's to teach the game of life. So, you know, the sun's going to come up or the clouds are going to come up tomorrow when, you know, if we lose a game, but just knowing that we're pouring into these guys, we're doing it for the right reasons. They see value in what they get from us. You know, the parents, you know, we got a great parent group, man. The fact that parents trust their kids to come play football at Hamline University for our staff is an honor. I'm serious about that, especially the kids that come from distance. I was a distance kid leaving New Jersey to go to Illinois State. Very important to be around people that generally care about you. So I love the way we do things from that standpoint.
Beautiful. And, Coach, what are our words of wisdom for this week?
Words of wisdom, you know, just kind of talking to the guys after practice this morning. I guess the message really was, you know, the fact is, and I'm just reading a quote here, the fact is none of us controls what happens in life, but we do control our response, right? to the circumstances. So there's going to be things that happen in life that you can't control, but you got to control your response. You know, you got to control, okay, you jumped off sides. How are you going to respond to that? How are you going to respond to that? Right? You know, and now obviously that's a bad example. You can't control if you jump off sides, but when something bad happens, how do you respond is really the message. So
I like it. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right. Thanks for listening.